First up, though, despite the lack of permanent leadership at the Veterans Affairs Department, the agency's former acting chief information officer says VA is still on track with the electronic health record project. Scott Blackburn, who resigned last week, says VA will still move to the same EHR system as the Defense Department. Last month, the president fired VA Secretary David Shulkin and nominated Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson, the president's physician, to succeed him. Federal News Radio's Jory Heckman has more on the latest VA developments.
Despite all the turnover at the Veterans Affairs Department, Scott Blackburn, the former executive in charge of VA's Office of Information and Technology, says the VA is still just months away from reaching a final deal on its electronic health record system. Last year, the VA, under former Secretary David Shulkin, had been in talks with the Cerner Corporation to move to the same off-the-shelf record system as the Defense Department. If a final deal is reached, the VA estimates the project would take about 10 years and cost more than $16 billion. Speaking Monday at the GuideTech 2018 Summit in Annapolis, Blackburn said acting VA Secretary Robert Wilkie or Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson, President Donald Trump's permanent pick for the role, would bring the project back on track.
Myself leaving or Secretary Shulkin leaving should not have much impact on that. I think when Secretary Shulkin left, you have to give kind of the new folks, whether it's acting Secretary Wilkie or hopefully soon to be Secretary Jackson, hopefully it's a quick confirmation process, a little bit of time to kind of understand what they're signing. But the majority of the team's still in place. They've done a fantastic job. It's basically at the goal line. And I think the folks are just kind of taking a little bit of a pause to make sure it's set up for success.
Blackburn's own departure last week cast uncertainty on how VA would move forward with its electronic health records modernization. He had been serving as the VA's acting chief information officer since October 2017 and was one of the leading figures of the project. Blackburn didn't go into detail about his reasons for leaving the VA, but he says rapid turnover in government makes it harder to see long-term projects through. That being said, he added that the VA should have a contract signed with Cerner in a matter of months.
People come in and out of government at all times. It truly is a relay race. I wish that was different, right? I wish that there was more continuity. We make it very difficult in government, given how long kind of the lead times are to get things done sometimes, and then the rapid turnover. But things were still moving forward, at least to the best of my knowledge, and I'm looking forward to seeing that contract signed in a couple months.
Before joining the VA in 2014, Blackburn served in the Army for 4 years. As a veteran of the Afghanistan War, Blackburn said there's a lot he didn't understand about the VA before he started working there.
We had a big VA down in University Circle area in Cleveland, Ohio. And if I had walked into the building and said, hey, you know, I'm getting my appointment, and by the way, how do I file a claim or what's my status? And I was told, I'm sorry, that's not this VA, you have to go downtown, I would be very confused. I didn't understand. I actually didn't know that VA was divided into VHA, VBA, NCA until I joined and became an employee. And most veterans kind of think of us as one VA, and they don't really care about how we're structured. They don't really care about our silos. They know that they need help in that moment, and we need to get them help.
Blackburn said one of his biggest achievements since working at the VA was helping launch vets.gov. It's a one-stop shop for veterans to find the VA services they're looking for, instead of navigating more than 1,000.gov websites. Veterans can also use vets.gov to file claims and appeals. On the website, Blackburn says VA just launched a new appeals status tracker.
That can be a very frustrating process where sometimes appeals take up to 7 years to go. And you could imagine if you're relying on that appeal and you're calling and you're checking the status every single day and it only says in process. So you call every day, it's still in process. What does that mean? You could imagine just how frustrated that is. Well, today you can actually go and you can check the status of your appeal and it will tell you who has it, what they're doing with it, and it will tell you where you are in the queue. So we haven't fixed the 7 year issue. That's actually something that we're working on, that we passed legislation earlier, and we're gonna go from 7 years to less than a year. But even in the interim right now, you know that if it's a 70,000 backlog, you know you're at kind of 43,185, and tomorrow you're gonna be at something lower than that. And you could actually see that change every single day so that you can see progress. So you don't have to keep on calling, say, who has my appeal? What are they doing with it?
Blackburn says vets.gov has been a hit, but in the future, he says the agency, with help from the U.S. Digital Service, will migrate the website's functions over to va.gov. He says the new and improved va.gov will have easy access to services like My Health eVet, where veterans can schedule appointments online and refill prescriptions.
What we found when we went and we did user experience was everybody was still going to va.gov because that's what they expect. They expect to get their services from va.gov, which is currently right now more of a kind of a public relations relations site. So eventually that will be where veterans go, just like United.com or AmericanAirlines.com or USAA.com. You'll have a login and then it will give you a very personalized experience. That's where we're moving to on the digital strategy, which is very, very exciting.
During his time at the VA, Blackburn says the agency has also improved customer service over the phone. The VA recently developed ReachVet, a predictive analytics tool that helps identify veterans who have the highest risk of suicide. Blackburn says about 20 veterans commit suicide every day.
Now today in call centers, a veteran crisis line and everything, it will actually pop up and say, hey, this veteran that's calling in right now to check the status of their claim is at risk. Treat them with a little bit of extra care and spend a little bit more time with them.
Blackburn said that in January of 2006, 59% of calls to the National Benefits Administration's National Contact Center were blocked, which meant there was more than a two-hour wait to get through to an operator.
It was like calling for like a Bruce Springsteen tickets. It would say call back later. And we actually had that same software to deflect those calls. Today, 0% are blocked. And the average call time is 30 to 90 seconds. 30% of our calls to the Veteran Crisis Line were being flipped over to backup call centers because we couldn't figure out the capacity. We didn't have the technology in place. Today, they're basically all answered by the greatest professionals that you could have.
Looking ahead, Blackburn said the VA is looking toward more private sector partnerships to help do some of the heavy lifting on public-facing software.
What we're kind of hoping is to create this app economy around healthcare, just like the iPhone enabled kind of the app economy around, you know, what users use, that will allow kind of third parties to go in there, create apps, and let the best developers win type of situation, and getting out of that business of trying to do everything ourselves as the VA, right? That's not our core capability. We're not very good at software development. We need to focus on caring for veterans and leverage the best of the private sector.
In Washington, Jory Heckman, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.